what we've heard over the few past few weeks is one of the parties being President Robert Mugabe is out of the country on a month-long holiday, which places them on stall as well for a bit longer. And the key contention seems to be this division of key ministerial posts within Zimbabwe. There doesn't seem to be consensus between the two contending parties over which of the two main political parties will control key ministries, including your Justice Ministry and your Department of Finance. But the key sort of ministry that seems to be at the fore is, of course, control of your security forces, and more specifically, your National Security Council seems to be the key point of contention within the political negotiation process. So what we've seen is a stalling of the talks, primarily over the issue of how to divide the different key ministerial posts, and more specifically, the control of potential National Security Council, which would substitute what we have at the moment, which is a joint office command.
Now, news sources are saying that President Mugabe is threatening, for the lack of a better word, to form a government when he returns from his vacation.
Yes, there have been reports that President Robert Mugabe has asserted that he would go ahead with the formation of a government by the end of February. But of course, over the past few days as well, we've had reports from within the NDC offering to enter into some sort of talks with President Robert Mugabe, but those are still to be responded to. So we have two contending reports, one which confirms that President Robert Mugabe would go ahead with the formation of a government of national unity by the end of February, and the MDC, on the other hand, also offering to perhaps enter into talks in the interim on condition that human rights activists which are currently in detention be released in the interim.
Now, given the fact that Mugabe is saying that he's had enough of games from the opposition MDC, what role do you think that the MDC will have to play at all, if any, when Mugabe goes ahead and forms this government?
I think certainly what we've heard from ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe is very few encouraging signs that the MDC would have any serious role to play within a government that the ZANU-PF would form unilaterally. I think over a rally at the end of 2008, for instance, we had Robert Mugabe asserting personal ownership over Zimbabwe and reiterating a message that we've heard previously before, that there's a certain strong determination within ZANU-PF to hold on to control over Zimbabwe. So there definitely aren't any encouraging signs on the part of Robert Mugabe personally or ZANU-PF that the MDC would play any influential role within a government that ZANU-PF or Robert Mugabe would form. But of course, we would have to wait and see what the next 2 months would bring about.